learner drivers who fail their driving test twice will be required to take additional driving lessons in order to go back on the road under new government proposals. The minister responsible for road safety, Sean Canney, has told this programme that he plans to introduce changes to the law by next month, which would require learner drivers to sit a driving test after their third learner permit. At the moment, it's possible for any driver to avoid sitting a driving test and to renew their learner permit indefinitely. I've been speaking with the Minister of State with responsibility for road safety, Sean Canney, and I asked him about the changes he plans to bring in.
Well, first of all, because we have people who just make an application for a driving test, they can renew their learner permit on that basis. So what I'm introducing is that if drivers have had two or three extensions to their permit, that they would then have to sit the test before they would be given their full license or go back on their learner permit. So the issue with this is that we have probably 12,000 no-shows last year for their driving tests. So basically what happens is we have a slot. The slot is not being filled because people don't need to fill them. They just get their permit renewed. This has to be stopped. It's unsustainable. And also there are thousands of people on the roads with a learner permit who don't have a full licence and should have a full licence and need to sit the test.
When do you plan to introduce the changes?
At the moment, my officials are drafting up the necessary regulations, and I hope to have them in place by the end of September, early October, around that time.
Okay.
Because we've now got to a stage with driving tests where we have reached the service level agreement with the RSA, where they now have a national average of a waiting time of 10 weeks. And I know that this move I'll make will put additional pressure on the driving test centres, but I think it's important that we do it. And I waited until we had our house in order in terms of waiting times.
Okay.
And we will continue to work on that.
And just to clarify then, when you make these changes, these regulations will mean that you will be able to get three learner permits, but you won't be able to get a fourth permit without sitting a driving test. Is that the plan?
Absolutely. And if you fail that test, well, then you can apply for your renewal of your learner permit. Mm-hmm. And you will, again, after three more attempts, you will take your test again. And the idea is to make sure everybody that's on the road who should have will now have a full driving license. They will be insured, they will be legal on the road, because at the moment a learner driver needs to be accompanied by a qualified driver. And I don't think that's happening in lots of cases, because there are so many people with learner permits in this country. It's not right.
And this is something that has been campaigned for hard, I know, by Park, the Road Safety Group, and others. It seems extraordinary that you would have a situation where you could have thousands of drivers on the road for decades without ever having to sit a test.
Absolutely. And I think what has happened in the past is because there's such a waiting time, people didn't deal with this because they were trying to sort out the waiting times. Now that we have that normalised, as one might say, there are still a few pressure points that need to be sorted. But in general, we now are at a stage with our testing times that we can take on this additional demand that will come over the next 2 years. But it is important. It's unbelievable to think that there could be 40,000 people, even more, who are on the roads with only learner permit.
How many drivers then will be affected by the changes that you plan to introduce by next month?
Well, if you take it, there's probably 30,000, 40,000 people who need to take a test. It won't come in one big sweep. As their learner permits expire over the next year or two, some of these people, one third of them, will have to set the test. So I would say there could be maybe 10,000 to 12,000 people who will be coming up in the next year or so to get their tests done.
Okay, and that change, it is going to result in, as you say, thousands of extra driving tests. Can the system then cope, or will people have to wait longer for a test once you introduce that change next month?
No, my intention is to bring in this change, and it will be a managed change. We now have up to, I think, just 200 fully qualified permanent testers. Last January, that was at about 137. So we have increased the number of testers. And secondly, when you think about it, that last year, 12,000 no-shows in our system, it's not sustainable, because people need to be able to take a test. And there are people who genuinely want to do the test because they need it for work, or they need it for a job, or they need it to go to college, or whatever it would be. And I think of apprentices around the country who need to bring tools to work, and they're going to different sites, different days, or whatever. They need probably need to have a car. And it's important that they're driving legally, that they can do the test in a meaningful time frame. And that's what we intend to keep it at. And I'll, even as we go through this in the next year, we'll see how we can actually reduce that waiting time overall.
Okay. So right now, the change that you're going to introduce means that somebody will have to do a driving test in order to obtain their fourth learner permit. What happens to drivers then who continually fail their driving test?
Well, if they continue to fail the driving test, obviously they need to do more lessons. So if after two attempts at your driving test, and if you're still not passing it, well, maybe it would be a case that you'd have to go back and do lessons again to make sure that you're actually being trained properly in the use of a car on the roads.
And is that what you're considering then, that people will get two chances to pass their driving test, and if they don't pass it after two attempts, that they would actually have to go back to square one and obtain new driving lessons and apply for a learner permit as if they were a complete novice?
Absolutely. Now, the thing with it is that this is all about safety on our roads. We need to make sure people are legally driving their vehicles on the roads. And the objective of this is to make sure that everybody on the road is a qualified driver and have the necessary skills to be able to manage, operate a car in a safe manner, and also to protect their own lives, the lives of their passengers, and also other road users.
Is that fair, though, Minister, that people would only get two chances to pass the driving test before they'd be told that you have to go back to square one and take your 12 lessons again?
Well, obviously, after three learner permits, you do your test and you fail, and then you get another three learner permits and you do your test and you fail. You have been on the road for a fair bit of the time, maybe 6-8 years. And I think at that stage, people will have their skills honed to the level that is required to pass the test.
Okay, so just to clarify that then, so if you fail the first test, you can obtain a further three learner permits before you'd have to take your second test. Is that right?
Exactly. That's the plan. Yeah.
Okay. So, and then you get two chances then to pass the test.
That's it. Exactly, yeah. Now, there's nothing stopping you from taking a test earlier than waiting for three additional permits, but I think it's important to say if somebody fails a test and they've had three learner permits, you know, it really speaks to the point, what are they doing wrong? They maybe need to go back and get some tests, some more instruction and learn the skill better before they take the test again. I think that's the important thing. The important thing is people are fit to drive a car as opposed to what license they have.
Have you got the agreement of your government colleagues to introduce this change? This will require legislation, won't it?
It's regulation, and it's being prepared at the moment, and I will be bringing it to Cabinet for approval.
I'm talking then about the second element, which is the repeated failures of the driving test. In order to introduce the changes that you're talking about there, will that require legislation, or can that be done by regulation?
My understanding from my officials is that can be done by regulation, and they're preparing the regulation, draft of the regulation for me, and I will be bringing a memo to Cabinet when that is ready to explain what we're doing and the reason we're doing it.
Do you expect any pushback from your Cabinet colleagues? Because there would be a lot of people, I think, especially in rural Ireland, who might be on a learner permit for a long number of years and who might be fearful about doing the driving test, who might be fearful then about failing it twice and having to go back to square one.
Absolutely. And look, I'm a rural TD myself. I understand these are issues that people will have a concern about. But at the same time, when you take it that 12,000 people don't show up for the test on an annual basis, and you find that there's maybe up to 40,000 people who don't have a license, we've got to tackle that. And we've got to make sure that we reduce that and normalise people having full driving licence rather than a learner permit.
All right. Can I ask you about the situation for road hauliers who have been very critical of the ongoing delays in accessing driving tests? The Irish Road Hauliers Association annual conference this weekend heard that they are prepared to mount what they say are dramatic protests to effectively close the country if they don't see movement from the government. They say that some drivers are having to wait 2 years for a test, What are you going to do for them?
Well, first of all, I would say that looking at the figures for the testing for bus and truck drivers, last month, in August, there were 1,322 tests carried out. That was up from approximately 500 in June and July. And what happened in the 2 months was that some of the testers were taken off the testing rota to help train up the new testers. That has been done. And my direction to the RSA is to make sure that nobody is waiting beyond the 10-week service agreement we have in place for their test. And that, I can assure you, will be happening.
Okay, but when do you expect to reach that point then, the 10-week waiting period? Because they're saying it's 2 years at the moment.
No, I wouldn't. I if they have evidence of that, I'd like to see that. I just don't understand how somebody is waiting two years, because at the moment we have a situation where returns that I've got for up till the middle of September show that all driving tests nationally, the average was 10 working weeks. If there's a specific location or a specific issue there, I will look at that and get the RSA to look at it. What we need to do is to get every test centre below 10 weeks, and we also need to open additional test centres to help with that. And we're planning one for Drogheda, one for Sandyford, one from Mitchelstown and Cork.
And that was the Minister of State with responsibility for road safety, Sean Canny, speaking to us a short time ago.